What time did Legg return?
Just before midnight. That clock struck as he walked upstairs to bed. He pointed to the ornate grandfather clock in the far corner.
Did he say where he had been?
No. And I didn't ask on account of what I've told you. He didn't like to be asked questions. He just said thank you and good night.
Did you notice anything about him? His manner or clothing?
His shoes were a bit muddy when he came in. But when I collected them from outside his bedroom door later, he'd cleaned them up. There was still some mud, though, underneath on the soles. And there was some stone dust clinging to the mud, which isn't unusual around these parts with the quarries everywhere you look. He smiled and again smoothed down his hair with slightly podgy fingers.
Why are you so interested in Mr. Legg?
Did anyone else go out on Tuesday night? Rygar asked pleasantly, again ignoring the porter's question. And again he seemed not to notice, or at least didn't take offence.
Mr. and Mrs. Waverley went out in their car. They came back just before 10 o'clock. Said they'd been for a drive down at Chesil Bank after dinner.
Rygar didn't think they had anything to do with the case. He began to tuck away his notebook and pen when Crawley continued.
Then there was Miss Paisley.
Rygar froze.
Miss Eva Paisley?
Yes, I saw her in the grounds.
On Tuesday night? Crawley nodded.
It were just before 11:30.
Why hadn't she told him this?
Are you sure?
Yes. It were about half an hour after Mr. Legg went out. I wondered if they were, you know.
He winked.
Maybe I shouldn't have said, but she isn't married.
I don't know about Mr. Legg, though.
And neither did Rygar. Did it matter if she had gone to meet Legg? Did it matter that she hadn't mentioned this to him? Did he care if she was having an affair with Legg? The answer to all three questions had to be yes. Because Legg had given a false address, and the next morning, Eva Paisley had reported the discovery of a murdered man.